Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning. Slacky with you here, pushing the buttons if there's something you need, something you desire. Every Friday, we get together with the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council business manager, Elise Martini, and we talk about the MVP, men and women of labor who make a difference in our community. Today, we're going to be spotlighting Rudy Chavez, but before we do that, I'd like to introduce my partner from the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council. Please welcome Ms. Elise Martini.
Good morning, Slacker.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I'm a little shocked. It's Red Friday, and normally you last couple of weeks you've worn a new Chiefs jersey. Today you've just got a nice red sweater on.
I know. I don't know if I'm jinxing it. The games have been so close lately. I thought I'd go a different direction.
I see. That's actually not a bad idea. Now you've got a handsome gentleman here. Introduce us to Rudy.
I am so excited to introduce a friend. I mean, I've known Rudy for so many years. He is with the IBEW, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers 124, Rudy Chavez, and he has been a member of his local for over 30 years. And he's been nominated from a member, and then his business manager, John Fennessy, called and said, I've gotten a great call from a member. He is the one individual that he represents so many different individuals, from negotiating for Jackson County or Truman Medical Center, and every one of those guys that he represents just love him. He just does a great job.
You know, at least for those who may be listening that are interested in nominating somebody like Rudy, how can they go about doing that?
Well, it looks like we're going to the playoffs, so we're going to have some extra spots left. So yeah, either call our office, which is 816-836-8485, or we have a website, which is beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com. And just leave a message in the message. We had someone nominate a member of their family through the website. So either way, but yeah, you've got a member out there or someone that you think, really represents a community like Rudy and all these others have, give us a call.
Well, let's introduce our MVP today. Rudy, tell us a little bit about your time with the IBEW.
Good morning, Slacker. Thank you, Elise, for the kind introduction. I've been a member of Local 124 for just over 35 years, went through the complete program, been heavily involved in the local union the past 25 years. And like many of my members, we have an eye on retirement. So hopefully I'll get there sooner than later and knock on wood in good health. So that's a little bit about me. I work with Elise quite a bit on a lot of things. We do have a long history. I'm just tickled to death that one of my members would even consider me as an MVP.
What got you into the union, first of all?
So I got in the IBEW back in 1985. I had applied 3 years prior to that to the apprenticeship program and just wanted to be an electrician. I had a brother-in-law and I'd seen him put in ceiling fans and lights. Oh, that's a pretty easy job, a pretty well-paying occupation. I could do it. And so I finally got in the apprenticeship program on the third try and thought that, look, this is what I want to do as a career. Working with members out in the field, they'd always say, young man, what you need to do is make sure that you stay involved with the local union. First thing you could do is go to your union meetings, because that way you hear the business firsthand. So I did that. Because they would ask, the next day at work, did you go to the meeting? Yeah, what went on? Blah, blah, blah. It just kind of rubbed off. A good friend of mine, Mike D'Amico, would always recruit me. Said, hey, we need a hand on Saturday. We're doing Christmas in October. Or we're doing Dad's Day. So I kind of just was a volunteer. And I just, that's what you do. I mean, there's strength in numbers. And that's kind of been my involvement at Local 124. And back in 98, I believe it was, it involved into a leadership role. I got appointed to serve as the vice president of the union and then president after that. And now I'm a business representative. So, it's evolved from just being an apprentice to a journeyman to a volunteer, and now as a leader, I guess you would call it.
Rudy, for those who may be listening this morning that might be interested in perhaps joining the IBEW, going through an apprenticeship program, or any one of the Kansas City trade unions, what would you say to them?
I would encourage anyone interested in the electrical career. We have a kcjatc.org is the website, I believe. That may be incorrect. I may have gotten one left out the number 124. I don't remember, but our phone number there at the apprenticeship is 816-942-3242. They take applications the first Wednesday of each month from noon to 6 p.m. I would encourage anyone to that has an interest to give us a call. We would love to have you. If you're a female or a minority, we would absolutely love to have you. Those are underrepresented demographics in our organization. Sure. And, you know, we like to be inclusive. We think our membership should reflect the communities that we work in.
Well, Rudy, you have had a lot of folks who were very proud and excited about this nomination. And this week, on behalf of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, Elise Martini, Business Manager, we would like to present you with the MVP Game Ball for your outstanding service, your membership, and what you do in our community. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Slacker and Elise, and all the member affiliated members.
Elise, for those who may be listening, as we mentioned, there are still some time to nominate somebody like Rudy, who is not only involved in the unions, helping keep Kansas City building Kansas City, continuing the education of the trades, and helping out in their community. How can people make nominations?
Absolutely. Just give us a call. That's the easiest way. And that number is 816-836-8485. Just leave a message. Say, I've got someone I'd like to nominate, or maybe I want to nominate myself, and I'll be the one calling you right back.
Well, Rudy, I ask often our MVPs what they think. The Chiefs will be traveling to New Orleans to take on the Saints, another difficult road game for them. How do you think it's going to play out?
I think the Chiefs will win. The Chiefs, for me, you know, the last few weeks I've looked for the Chiefs to just go in there and just, you know, run up the score on somebody, and they always seem to make it interesting. I'm thinking, boy, I hope there's never any kind of a scandal with betting or anything. They make the game closer than what I feel like it should be,
but sure.
I really wish the Saints would be at full strength. I had a priest a couple of years ago predict that it was going to be the Chiefs and the Saints in the Super Bowl. That was the year that we couldn't stop the Patriots, and then I think the Saints got ripped off on a pass interference call.
Sure.
So really, it very well could have been the Chiefs and Saints, and I know some of the folks are thinking maybe this could be a preview to Super Bowl 55.
Well, I hope you're right. Rudy, it is a pleasure to meet you, and by the way, again, congratulations on being this week's MVP. For the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, Elise Martini, my partner. Rudy, thank you so much, and go Chiefs!
Thank you. Go Chiefs!
Thanks, Slacker.